Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our daily blessing. I pray that this devotion will be a blessing to you. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 16, "For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him." Seek God's design for your life. It will be much more satisfying and fulfilling. When God created the heavens and the earth from chaos and darkness, he brought forth order by his own design. We are destined by divine design to live and love a life filled with joy and peace and his glory and grace. Life with God is designed to walk with Christ. Whatever kind of pain you feel today, be reminded that it will soon pass away and that an eternal day is coming in which you will feel it no more. Every God-designed need and longing of the human spirit, soul, and body is met completely in Christ when we choose to live in the reality of heaven. We are God's people, his highest, greatest, and most esteemed creation. He loves and cares for us. If we are truly his followers and his friends, our friendship with Christ will be demonstrated by our obedience to him and his commandments. Put another way, the world will know that we are followers of Jesus by our love for him, for his people, and for his commandments, and our desire to follow his will and direction in our lives. Walking in the divine design by the Spirit of God is what it means to bring glory to God. He who fashioned this world can calm the seas and the storms, bring healing to hurting souls, and justice to grieving saints. The unfolding of the events in our world history are not by chance or coincidence, but the working of the Almighty God in accomplishing his divine will and purpose. Knowing this truth should set us free from anxiety and delusion and cause us to daily rejoice and be glad in it. Wherever you are and whoever you are, know that God placed you there for the right reason and for such a time as this. Take comfort today that you serve a God of order, purpose, and peace. Remember, my friends, let today's pain on earth remind you of tomorrow's pleasures in heaven for eternity. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for how you have uniquely created each of us, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Master, you designed every part of us for a purpose and for your good pleasure. May we choose to bring glory and honor to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.